Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
Morning.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Differential FPL podcast. I remain your host, Deshupe Doherty. And here with me today is Shola Bolori. Hey, Shola, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good week to discuss FPL. what's the Habib's not here with us today. All these young guys, they have young guys things to do. And we have a late. We're doing this really late today, Shola.
Yeah, it's early on the Friday morning.
Yeah, but the good thing is that at least we have the, mostly we have a lot of team news. So I guess that's an advantage for today. So we're just going to try and knock out a real quick one. I guess we can start off with our points, a quick review of how we did last week. And right, so quickly, I think I scored the highest points with 72 points. Ariola, my bench, my defense was scraps. Gabriel won. Virgil van Dijk, who also now has a yellow on his name. I don't even know why I still have Van Dijk, by the way. But anyways, Van Dijk won. Senesi 13, big points from Senesi. I'm glad he was able to get that. I was really hoping that Gusto would be fit, but unfortunately, he's still not fit. Senesi 13, Palmer 16, Saka 12, Son 9, Garnacho 2. I wish Garnacho scored a little bit more, but I was really hoping to Garnacho there, but it is what
Just
it is.
He should have scored, man.
Yeah.
Just over the weekend, he should have scored.
Yeah, so also, I brought in Son and Isaac for Haaland and Odegaard. So between both of them, it got me 22 points, which, you know, last four transfers I've made have bought me like 20 plus points. So I guess my luck is going well right now. Solanke 2, Mateta 2, Green Arrow, we move. I think Habib scored next highest with 68 points. Gavidor with 15. The rest of his defenders, Shah, Reguilon, Ariola, 1-1-1. I think Shah is even injured now. So that's it.
Yeah, Shah went off injured after.
Yeah, he also had Son as his vice, Palmer as his captain, 16-9. Mbeumo, 1 point. Mbeumo is actually a big player for next week, so I'm sure I'll be looking forward to those points. Bruno Fernandes on a yellow as well with 4 points. I'm not sure if he's going to play. I think the prognosis from ETH, that bald guy, wasn't great. So let's see what happens there. Isak with 13, Solanke with 2, Alan with 5. And then you scored 65 points. So do you want to run through your team?
Yeah, so even with that 65, I got a bit lucky there. But I have Flecken and go with 2. That was very annoying. That was actually really, really annoying.
Yeah.
The Flecken one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was hoping for a nil-nil draw, but Everton scored. But it's okay. Then I had Zabani, who didn't play. I think he was ill or something. So that's 0. Gabriel 1, Brathwaite 6. Then my midfield, I brought in Gordon last week for Diaz, and I brought in Son for Salah. So Son as my vice captain got 9. Palmer as my captain with 16. Saka came off my bench for Foden, who was ill, and thankfully.
Ugh, I can't got those dodgy points again.
Yeah, when I saw Foden was ill, I was like, no way, like, no way.
Fucking jam again.
I couldn't believe my luck.
Dude, I don't know. I need to start multiple. I need to start an Excel sheet of how many times you get jammy points, because I never get this kind of jammy points. Only a few times have I jammed this kind of jammy double points, 12 on your bench, just like that. You should have paid should have paid for that,
Yeah,
but didn't pay for it. Very annoying. It's very
strike
annoying you didn't pay for it.
by strikers. Haaland came off the bench for five. I mean, he came. I mean, I played him, but like he came off the bench in the game to score. So 5 points. Solanke two,
So a bit
Mateta
of
two.
a red arrow, you know, even though
Yeah,
you
I had a small red
didn't.
arrow. Yeah, because I also took a minus four. So.
Okay, there you go. But you are still on course to finish in the top 100K. Hopefully, you're able to get into that top 100K moving forward.
That's the goal.
Yeah, but oh my God, it's. Have you played your bench boost yet?
No.
Well, at least Bradley is back. But you know, I'm guessing you're
That's
planning to pay it to get better.
the funny thing about Bradley is I've actually already sold him.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So, all
Oh. All right. So let's talk a
right, so
little.
I don't have any Liverpool players anymore,
Yeah,
basically.
I'm about to get out of. So I guess you know what? Let's talk about our transfers and moving forward for this week. So this week, what are your transfers and what which players are you targeting?
Okay, well, I've already made one.
Okay.
I sold Bradley and I brought in Ben White.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
And right now, I am also I'm thinking of taking a minus four, but the question is for who? Because there are a few players that I'm looking at. I'm looking at Chris Wood. I'm looking at Bruno Fernandes. Yeah, those are the two players I'm really looking at right now.
Moving for as
Like,
for strikers. But you don't have Isaac though. Is
I
it that you
don't
can't?
have Isaac. I've got him.
Okay. Can you afford Isaac or you just don't want
I
him?
mean, I can if I sell Solanke, I can afford Isaac, but
He's not on your list for this week.
because I've noticed the thing about Isaac and Gordon is that they tend to perform better at home than away.
Oh, okay.
So and Newcastle have what two of their last three games are away.
Oh,
So that's another thing. I'm like, let me not double up on Newcastle. I already have one of them.
okay.
So
That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right, fair enough. I have so at the moment I have my transfers this week are Haaland and Foden. They are coming in for Salah and Solanke, and I literally just made those two moves. It's a minus four move, but I also have one more issue, right? So now I only have two defenders that are fit for this game week. The rest of them have yellow or red. So Brighton, Van Hek is 75%, has a 75% chance of played. What's his name as well? Van Dijk also has a 75% chance of play. So I've taken a minus four already. Ugh, I might depend. I don't want to take a minus eight. It's so close to the end, you know, because you have to make those up as well. But I am looking to see right now. So basically, for De Zerbi just said Milner, Lamptey, and Van Herk have no time scale on their returns. So basic on their return. So basically, more than likely.
They might never play again this season.
They might not even play again this season. So Van Dijk is a problem. Virgil van Dijk. Let me see if I can find what Klopp has said about Van Dijk. Also, the game week starts early this week. So basically, you
So
have your transfer.
this is what he says on Van Dijk. He says on Virgil wasn't the whole week. He had probably part of the team training today, so we have to see what we can do there. That's it. So Van
That's it.
Dijk will probably play based on that.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? Based on that, I can leave it. And you know what? He's a defender at the end of the day. My only problem is I have Neto, I have Gabriel, I have Areola. I'm sorry, Senesi. That Neto is also a problem because I plan to play my bench boost next week. And if Neto is still not starting for Bournemouth, that means that's a big problem because that means now I have to take another minus next week to bring in a keeper. Do you understand? Because most likely I'm going to take a minus to take out Van Dijk and Gusto. Do you understand? Because Gusto was someone that I was really hoping that he would bring points. But now that he's unavailable, that leaves me with a problem. But for this week, like I said, this week I'm going with Haaland and Foden. One person that is also high on my list as well, and that's probably one of the defenders I'm going to bring in, is Gavidol. I know I'm not pronouncing his name well, but that's the person I'm going to bring in my defense. Most likely, it will come in for Van Dijk. Now that I know that Van Dijk is actually not probably, it's probably not going to be fit for the rest of the season, So that's where I am leaning towards at the moment. I heard that Zabani is back, so he should start against Arsenal.
I mean that's good for him. I'm not starting with I'm not I don't plan on playing him anyways.
Oh yeah, you're starting Bradley.
No, I'm starting Gabriel, Brunswick and White.
Oh yeah, you said you brought in White. Yeah, I was surprised you brought in White against Bournemouth. I thought you would go for somebody that had like a double next week in game week 37, but you're not like really interested in that double, are you?
Yeah, because man, because this. The thing about these doubles, especially when the doubles are late like this, is it's just a fixture congestion thing. So the players that will probably be rested, there's gonna be rotation next week, and to be fair, how many players do I even already have? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I have 5. So if I can add two more next week. I think I should be fine.
That's fine. I have at the moment I have let me see. So at the moment I have I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I have 8, but two of those 8 are injured. That's Gusto and Van Dijk. So really I only have 6. But when I make transfers next week, hopefully Neto doesn't have an injury. Sorry, hopefully Neto comes back into the starting lineup. But if Neto doesn't come back into the starting lineup, I'm probably gonna have to make a change there too. Do you understand? I take out Neto, I maybe bring it out that keeper that has a double. So somebody like Petrovic. So -8 will probably still enter next week. But for this week, at least I'm still all right. Moving forward a little bit, talking about this week, just want to point out a few more games that are like, players that you could target this week. Pickford has been doing well in goal, so Pickford owners, close to you. Funny enough, that Brentford versus Fulham, Arsenal versus Bournemouth, Havertz is another guy that a lot of people are targeting. I
Yeah, I
guess,
mean, I think right now he's the most informed player in terms
yeah.
of FPL. In fact, generally, if we check the form table,
Yeah.
he's in the best form in over like the last 6 or 7 games.
Yeah, so it's definitely a great pick, especially against this Bournemouth side that, but Bournemouth are actually good form, but most of their good form is at home. Away from home, they suffer a bit. And they're always likely to concede a goal. So against Arsenal this on Saturday morning, that's it's not like a tough ask, but I think Havertz is a good captaincy option, especially since there's also a game today. So Saturday morning is not the what's that thing that we usually call it?
Well, curse of the early
Yeah,
fixture.
the early fixture. It's an early fixture,
Early
but like,
kickoff.
right? Yeah. But there's a game on Friday, so you could
Yeah,
go
it's a
there.
game today. So there
Then,
actually is a game today.
yeah. So Brentford, Fulham. I think Mbeumo is a very solid pick for this fixture. What do you think?
Oh yeah.
I like.
Fulham. Yeah, I mean I think so too. I mean these are Fulham really don't have anything to play for. Like they're safe, not in any European race or anything. So
Yeah.
this,
They've been doing well.
like right
Brentford.
now, I like targeting teams that have nothing to play for because they'll be more open.
Yep. And those kind of games, you can see those kind of games returning like a goal fest. Like people are just scoring anyhow. Do you
Yeah.
understand? So, and if you look at Brentford's current run, they've beaten Fulham in the last two games, 3-0 and 3-2. And Fulham beat them. The last time Fulham beat them was, 3 games ago, but they also beat them 3-2. So it looks like this fixture has some goals in it. So, I would take that. And last time Mbeumo faced Fulham, he scored 16 points. So there you go. Burnley versus Newcastle, Burnley still have something to play for.
Yeah.
Newcastle, like you said, they're a bit further away from home. But you know, I think if you don't have Isak, Isak is also one of the A4 players, you know, right now as well. So I would say, you know, definitely Isak is one to definitely look at. You know, I like the Gordon pick. The defenders for Newcastle, they keep conceding, but I heard that Trippier is almost back, so that's some way to look at. Sheffield United versus Nottingham Forest. I'm guessing you saw the Forest game against City. Fucking Chris Wood, man.
Yeah, Chris Wood, man, that gives me shots.
I swear to God. And I love Chris Wood. I remember a couple of seasons ago, I had him against when he was playing for Burnley.
When he scored a hat trick, I
Yeah,
remember.
when he got the hat trick, I had him. I didn't captain him, but I had him, and he gave me a very, very nice rise. You know, so I was so disappointed that he could not finish City up, which was I was very, very disappointed. But it is what it is. I think Morgan Gibbs-White is a he continues to be very good for them. So he's a good one to pick out there. What do you think? Do you think Nottingham Forest rolled them over this week? You know, Sheffield United, nothing to play for, but I mean they
They have
have their
nothing to
pride,
play for.
right?
So that's what I'm saying. Sheffield United, now that they've confirmed their relegation,
Yeah.
they're probably gonna just go out and play and not try and they're gonna try, they're actually gonna I feel like they're gonna try and they're not gonna be like what do you, what was the word I'm looking for? They're not gonna they're gonna take more risks
Yeah, they're trying to play
because
it.
they're like, you know, we don't have anything to play for, let's just go and try and ball.
Yep, let's try and
That's the main
let's
reasons I'm
try.
looking at Chris Wood for
Yep.
this week, because I feel like, you know, like what's it called?
He can return this week.
Yeah, he can return this week. The only
Yep.
problem I'm the only problem there is that if I bring him in, I don't know who to bench.
There you go. Yeah, give me yourself more issues, but it is
Yeah.
definitely if you are looking for a striker. Man City face Wolves, obviously, Haaland, Foden, all those guys coming. Foden is back, so you bring him in. You know, right now I brought in Foden this week. If I didn't have a defender problem, you know, I actually wouldn't mind taking out Saka for KDB next week when they have their double. But and then tripling up on, you know, Man City forward line assets. But I have other issues, so I'm really not going to go there. I'll probably just take off one of my defenders. But obviously, Foden is Haaland is back. He's probably a definitely he's probably the best captain option for this week. What do you think?
Haaland?
Yeah. Or
Yeah,
is
without a doubt.
this
Without a doubt. Because to be fair, he looked pretty sharp when he came off the bench
yeah.
against Forest. Like he looked like re
Hello?
really sharp.
Oh, okay.
And
You caught
he
one.
took his he and he took his goal really well.
All right. All right.
So, you know, and obviously, you know, this is the period, this is when this is a period of the season everyone knows that City are at their best.
Yep. So you expect them to steamroll some of these teams. Yeah. So I have Haaland as captain. Most likely I'm not changing it. You know, but you know, they also, you know, I guess we could talk a little bit about, you know, best. Okay, before we move on to captaincy, just mention a few more games. Brighton versus Villa. Some people still have Watkins, yeah, but you know, still a decent ask. Brighton are kind of like just sleepwalking into the summer. You know, like we said against, like I said last week, it's well, not last week, because like you know, if I feel like, you know, they have a beach in their city, so they are literally on the beach already.
Yeah.
So yeah. They're literally on the beach already, so they don't even, you know. Villa, though, Villa did have Conference League,
Conference League last, and they lost.
we lost. So you might see them benching a few players just so that they are fit for next week. Because I think the second leg is next week, right? Or
Yeah,
is
the second leg is on
out
Thursday, and
ahead.
it's in Greece.
Yes, there you go. So you can see them benching a few to be ready for that game, because obviously that game is more important, especially with Spurs losing to Chelsea yesterday. All the pretty much need is just one more win, and I think they confirmed fourth with one more win, right?
What'd you say?
I think Spurs will confirm, Villa will confirm Spurs, confirm top
Top
four,
four.
one more win,
One more win.
Is it one more win? Because right now they
But
have.
they're 7 points away. But Spurs have a game in hand. So
Yeah.
I think, yeah, if they win the next game, they'll be on 70 points.
Yeah.
And Spurs will have four more games. Okay, no.
No, it's not
If they win the next game and Spurs lose their next game, then yes.
allowed. Okay. But they are close, child. They have three
But they're
games.
close.
Yeah, they have
They
three games.
can see, they can confirm it in two games.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
If
Pretty
they
much.
win their next two games, they've confirmed this, they've sealed this.
Exactly. Chelsea faced West Ham. Man United faced Palace. I feel like Mateta is a very good option this week. So I'm going to keep him
Oh
on
yeah,
because
of course.
this
Against
West
our defense.
Palace at home. I like that. A lot of praise for Glasner. Before he came in, he was definitely highly rated. One thing I would say about Crystal Palace, though, is that they've always had attacking. When Olise Eze play, they've always looked good going forward. I always remember that even during that Vieira time, we always used to chat about how Vieira has this black dude guys playing, mad football. So they could always turn up with a good goal scoring performance. So me, I'm hoping that they can get this, Mateta can get more goals. Glasner has been rightfully praised for what he has done with Mateta, which he has done pretty well with Mateta. The guy looks like a.
He's a good coach. He's a good coach.
Yeah, so he's doing well. So hopefully he's able to return. He did return last week, which I kind of was pissed about. But in the last three game weeks, he has two double digit returns. Both of them at home, Newcastle at home, West Ham at home. Man City at home, he also returned. The last, even Luton at home. So basically, this last one, two, three, four, five home games, he has returned on each of them. The last time he didn't return at home was against Chelsea, where they lost 3-1. So that's that. Finally, obviously, Liverpool versus Spurs. I'm going to keep Son. No point changing Son at the moment, but that looks like a game that could be very swiggy. Style of play has been collecting L's. He's collecting L's all over the place.
The style bender.
I'm telling you, I'm really hoping Van Dijk plays because I think Van Dijk might get some
You
joy.
can get a goal, Abby. Against that said.
I hope they don't learn their lesson. This guy's going to wait for 2 weeks.
He's stu That's the problem with Ange is actually very stubborn because they ask him about it and he's like he doesn't feel it's an issue. Like, what's wrong with you, fam? Like,
In this
you're
day,
literally, dude, like someone said that anytime Spurs concede a set piece is like a penalty.
it's good for them. Like they went away for 2 weeks, and nobody picked out that when Ben White, when you're playing Arsenal, somebody should be helping their goalkeeper, should be protecting their keeper from Ben White. Literally, no one thought about that. I think that's just bad. Like if you don't think about the details like that in a big game like Arsenal, then you're just setting
In the
yourself.
North London derby.
You're setting yourself up for defeat. I mean, what were you doing for 2 weeks? Were you guys just practicing your style of play for 2 weeks? Like, what is that about? And then when you watch what Ben White does, like, cause I know you said you brought them right because he's a pest in that box, and everybody has seen it. They've talked
Yeah,
about.
dude, man, I love it when I see because. What Ben White does, man, I actually really, really like it because I remember when back in the days we were actually still good. Some of our defenders used to do that.
Of
They'll
course,
just
that.
be disturbing the keeper.
Dude, remember Stoke? Stoke used to fuck us. You fuck with
Stoke,
us.
Stoke were very good at that thing.
When they used to do their long throw. Jesus,
Yep.
your keeper will be drowning. Will be drowning in front of 6 foot guys. Do you understand? So let's see. Maybe they do better against Liverpool. I'm not too sure they do, but I was actually hoping they would beat Chelsea because I was hoping that by the time they face Man City, they will have something to play for. But the way they are moving right now, it looks like they will not have anything to play for. And I was listening to one Spurs guy yesterday. The guy was really going to, well, he didn't really go into Adji, but he was kind of saying this false narrative that everyone is so happy with the way Adji is performing. But if these guys finish below 65 points, it's actually not as good as I think maybe he measured Conte's record. You know what? Let me not say anything because I don't have the actual facts. So let's just leave that one. So moving on, we've already talked a little bit about captains, captain choices. Like I said, I'm going with Haaland. Other good captain choices that I like Saka this week. I like Pogba against West Ham. You know, Pogba is on form. I don't think you can talk with Pogba right now. You know, even if he doesn't return, like it's still a very good pick right now. I like Brebo as well. Who else do you like this week?
I like Wood. I like Gibbs White.
Yeah, when you say like would you say pause? Yeah, you like Wood.
Pause. Pause. Pause.
You
Chris
like
Wood. Chris Wood. Gibbs White. What's it called? You see, if Villa didn't have a Conference League game, I'd have gone with someone from Villa as well. But yeah, I mean, I think you've pretty much covered the guy. Like, you know, Brentford, we don't know what's going on with Tony. I didn't, I'm, although he started that last game, shot.
Okay.
But oh, I like Wissa as well.
Wissa,
Wissa
yeah.
is another player I like. Yeah, he's been in form as well.
That's nice.
So yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's where we are with those guys. I guess now we could talk a little bit about let me see. Our where is it by the way? Our differentials for this week. So let me see. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up the document. Where is it? Sorry. Oh, here we go. All right. So pulling up the document. Last week, I think my only McBurnie pick that failed because we did have a pod last week, but for Gaming 34, my only McBurnie pick failed miserably. The guy had like a thigh injury, which kind of pained me because yeah, it was a
Yeah,
fun
he's
pick.
out for the season, apparently.
Yeah, he pained me. Bruno, nice pick right there. I think what two goals and assist or what was it?
No, that was my pick, right?
Yeah, two goals and an assist, I believe. Did Diaz do anything? I
Luis
think he scored.
Diaz.
No, the other Diaz. I think he scored, right?
Oh, Bertrand Diaz. Yeah, he scored.
Scored, yeah. So Abby gets 2 points. You get 3 points. I get zero this week. For this week, Abby has gone with who did he pick again? Sorry.
No, Gibbs White.
Yeah,
He
he picked
Gibbs White.
the guy. That's actually a very solid pick. I was actually hoping to go with Gibbs White, but it's all good. Gibbs White or Brebo. So I'm actually going with Brebo then. Since Habib is going with Gibbs White, who are you going with?
Chris Wood.
That's good. All right. That's some solid picks this week. I like that. Nobody in the big no big teams picked this week. That's good. Gonna be a nice level playing ground. All right. So that's our differential for this week. I have to tell that we have to talk about our community team, but we don't have it at this. So I mean we'll probably handle that much later. And with that, do you have anything else you want to add? I think we should get off this so we could
No,
get.
that would be all.
All right. That'll be all. We're coming to the end, you know, of this game week. I mean, if you're making any changes this week, please, you know, kind of like. You know, I don't want to focus too much, but you do have a double coming up in game week 37, and the teams will have a double. Man U have a double. Spurs have a
City,
double. City have a double. Brighton have a double.
Brighton, Newcastle.
Brighton, Newcastle, and Chelsea have a double as well. So
Yep.
with that, we leave you to it. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on the next one. Goodbye.
All right. Take care.